Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. Actually, just giving you a call. Looks like we had your online registration.
Yes.
Did you have a few minutes to talk?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Well, it looks like you registered to get some information on the working capital programs.
Yes.
Okay. A couple quick questions for you, just to confirm some information that we have, and then I'll get into any questions that you have. What is the name of the business that you're with?
YouthTrans.
YouthTrans, okay. All right, and then the address that we have for you is 79 Meyer Road. Was that still the best address?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. And then this number that I'm calling you on, the 660-998-5252, is that the best number to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay, and is that your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, perfect. All right, and then the email address that I have is sarahwitt@youth-trans.com?
Correct.
Okay, perfect, perfect. All right, so we do have a lot of different programs. Kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little about what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Okay, well, right now, I have a loan through OnDeck.
Okay.
financial. And the interest rate is really high, which is expected with an unsecured loan. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to consolidate that loan plus some other, payments that I have and try to give myself a little bit more cash flow than I currently have.
Okay.
And maybe do like a 72-month loan and not have such a high interest rate.
Okay. All right. And did you have an idea of how soon you were looking to get the additional funds?
No, I just been kind of shopping around to see what options are out there currently.
Okay. I see. Okay. All right. So a couple quick questions for you, just to see, what you would, which kind of program you'd fit into. What do you do for your yearly gross revenue?
Last year I was at like $650.
Okay. And are you the 100% owner over there?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That makes it a little easier. And then how would you rate your personal credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It fluctuates from mid-600s to low-700s.
Oh, okay. All right. Perfect. Okay. All right. Now, with the OnDeck loan, how much was that loan for?
130.
Okay.
All together, that's interest and everything.
Oh, that's the total payback was 130?
Yes, and I owe 60, I believe.
Okay, balance around 60. And what was the term on that? Do you know how long it was?
18 months.
18, okay. All right.
So it's like I pay anywhere from $7,500 to $8,500 a month.
A month, okay. And they have you on, is it daily payments?
They do, which I don't like.
Okay.
It's just a lot of pulling from my account.
Sure. Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with OnDeck. We do a lot of business, either with them or with people who have done them. Okay. So we think the current balance is probably around 60,000. All right. Okay. And have you looked anywhere else to try to consolidate the debt?
Yeah, I have, and I've had some offers. I'm just, I really want to try to get, the interest rate right now that I'm getting is like 31%, and that's extremely high.
Yeah, okay.
And I know average unsecured loans can range anywhere from 20 to 30% or even higher.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and typically, and that's the program that you would fit into with us is the unsecured working capital programs. Now, the rate's going to vary depending on the type of term that you choose. I know you said 72 months you're looking for. But on the, you know, to be upfront with you, on the working capital programs, they typically go anywhere from 3 months to 24 months, sometimes 36, but for first-time borrowers, that's, it's pretty rare. So you'd be looking at closer to a two-year term. And then, you know, rates and, you know, the structure of it are going to depend on kind of like the strength of the business. What we do is, and I'm sure it's similar to other places that you've looked, we take a look at 6 months of your recent bank statements to look at cash flow and your most recent tax return. So that's mm-hmm. the extent of the paperwork that we do. Well, I'm sorry, do you take credit cards as a payment over there?
No.
Okay, all right. Okay, that cuts one less thing out of the process.
I actually have a ACH deposit every month from the provider. I have one provider that I work for, and I've worked for them for almost 6 years, and I've renewed my contract. So they pay me once a month, and everything I do typically runs through them. I have a couple on the side that I do for another company, but it's nowhere near the volume that I do for this one organization.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Well, it's not too difficult. Okay.
So give me an example of, so if I was to say I wanted to do a loan consolidation and I wanted to, I know that offer said it was up to 250, but I don't need that.
Sure, yeah. Now, so I guess what we would do, the next real step in the process to see what we're working with, is we'd have to get you approved. And what we would do is we would get you approved for the largest amount. And if it's like the 250 and you don't need the 250, you don't need to take the whole amount. You take just what you need. If you need more later, you can always come back for it. Now, having the current loan through OnDeck is going to eat into the amount that's available to you. So we have two options that we can try for. The first would be to get you a full, you know, kind of umbrella loan that would pay off the OnDeck loan, give you a little extra on top, and pretty much a full reconsolidation. Now, that, in order to do that, you would have to qualify for at least about $120,000 with a balance of $60,000 on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then... So that would be the first option, to go for the reconsolidate. The second one would be, if you don't qualify for the full 120, but you still need some operating cash to give you some room to work, we could get you what we call a second position loan to go along with the OnDeck. So it would just be a smaller loan in addition to that. But until we actually get you approved, I'm kind of unable to say exactly which one you'd be looking at. We'd have to first take a look at the bank statements, the tax return, and, you know, run the numbers, see what you qualify for.
Okay. Can you send me any information via email, like what we've talked about, so I can kind of review it and then...
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. What is your name again?
My name is Sam. Sam, yeah. And what I'll do is I'll email you right now. I'll email you. It's a one-page application. I'll give you the short list of what I need, the bank statements and the tax return. Also, if you can include the loan agreement with OnDeck, that will expedite the process. It gives us all the critical information. And then I'll give you the rundown of, we'll either go for the full reconsolidation where you qualify for $120,000 or more and we pay off the OnDeck loan, or we'll go for a second position loan to give you some operating capital on the side.
Okay, so per se, like, can you just give me an atypical situation? If it's $120,000, typically do you guys do the daily withdrawals, or do you do weekly or monthly?
So we have daily, weekly, and monthly. The monthly is very rare, similar to the three-year term. It's for, you know, the top qualifying customers. The weekly and daily are much more common, and what we can do is, you know, we'll see what you qualify for, but then as far as like the term lengths that you have, you'll be able to choose a few different options within that to fit what works best for you.
Okay. And then, I mean, I know you can't narrow it down because you have to have my information. So if it was to go by week and on average, what is your going interest rate, like on the higher end for loans like this?
Well, I mean, we say it typically starts 10 cents on the dollar and works up from there. You know, to be completely honest, you'd be looking at probably closer to around like the 1.2, like
So for every dollar, it'd be it.
Borrow, let's say, like $100,000, and you were setting it up on, I don't know, a 12-month term, we wouldn't give you like a percentage rate. We would give you the actual total payback cost. So if you borrow $100,000, it would be something like you'd pay back $120,000.
Right. Yeah. That, and then it, there's no keep. It's like it's a fixed loan where the interest is set from the beginning.
Exactly that. So you have a fixed payment. It doesn't balloon on you, but if you do choose to pay it off early, we do have discounts for paying it off early, so you would save on the interest on that.
So if $100,000 and $20,000, that would be 20%. Okay.
Now that would be if it were on a 10-month or a 12-month term, because you could do something where it would be the same over 18 months, and so you can see the. If you're trying to put a percentage rate on it, that would kind of vary because you're trying to annualize that, put it into a 12-month period. And the terms can go anywhere, you know, from 3 months to 18 months. So instead of a percentage rate that can be kind of interpreted a number of different ways, we just give you a very transparent, flat, fixed cost that, you know, you'll see it on the first page of your loan contract, how much you borrow and how much you pay back.
Okay. And you would do a direct payment to OnBeck, correct?
Yeah, if the first scenario works out where you want to do the full reconsolidation, then it would be a direct payoff, and then the remainder would be deposited directly into your business checking account.
Okay. If you could email me that information, I'll review it, and then I'll get back with you.
Okay, absolutely. And, you know, like I said, in order to give you some hard numbers, like, you know, actual options to choose from as far as terms and rate go, I would just need the application and the bank statements and the tax return. We can usually turn around and give you something to look at in 24 hours.
Perfect.
Did you have any idea, you know, how soon you'd be trying to get these back to me? Just because I can
It'd probably be by the end of the day.
Oh, okay, perfect. And we're looking. I can
they
go ahead.
Kind of a slow day, so.
Oh, perfect. I'll go ahead. I'll pencil you in on my docket when I meet with the underwriters to give them a little heads up. And I'll send the email out to you right now. If you have any questions, you'll have all of my direct contact information on there as well.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right. Did you have any other questions for me, Sarah?
Nope. That'll be all.
Okay. Thanks a lot. It was nice meeting you.
You too. Bye-bye.